Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life, and they will guide you to live as the beautiful, perfect, authentic essence that is you. Thank you so much for being here today. Well, as I kind of alluded to there, Life's Toolbox is all about introducing ways to open awareness to your authenticity and empower your ability to deal with life and go further than just getting along. You know, we want you to thrive in life, and these tools are designed to help you do that. We talk about expanding and elevating your experience here on this earth, and we discuss tools that will really take you to the next level of participation, experience, and perception of the world around you. Now, some of the most popular discussions here are around making changes in your thinking and behaviors and creating a life that aligns with your purpose, your desires, and your energies. One of the most powerful resources that elevates our ability to find the courage and guidance to make those changes, to open that awareness, is through the spiritual aspect of our life experience. We mention this often as part of a tool that we're introducing on that particular show, but today we're taking it to a whole new level. Today we are introducing a tool devoted to spiritual guidance, and we're making that the topic of this whole show. Our tool today is Open to Your Spiritual Guidance, and we have our dear friend Jan Lund with us today to enrich our discussion, and she also has some information about this really awesome class that she's beginning that will be beginning next month, and I'll get her to tell you more about that later. Now, Jan has been here many times, and if you've listened to the show, I'm sure you've heard her on here before. She is a treasured friend, a guest, treasured teacher, guide. She's a guru for me in many ways, and not only me. I hear this from a lot of the listeners as well. So if you haven't heard Jan before, stick around. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about her before I bring her on, because I want you to know exactly who you're listening to. Anytime Jan's here, she brings love and light along with wisdom and knowledge to every conversation, and it really is a joy to have her here. I can now call her Dr. Janice Lundy, and she is the co-founder and director of the Spiritual Guidance Training Institute, a leading-edge organization engaging in education, experiences, and relationships for practical, integrative, unitive living. She is an interfaith, interspiritual guide, the author of several spiritual formation books, including Your Truest Self, My Deepest Me, and she's the creator of Pure Presence Method. She also has a new book out that she didn't include in her bio for me, but we're going to ask her about that as well. She resides in Michigan, and you can learn more about her at her websites, which the first one is www.janlundy.com, and the second one is www.spiritualguidancetraining.com. So there you go. That tells you all about this wonderful woman we're about to bring in here. Jan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Kenny. I am awesome, and especially because I'm talking with you again, which I love so much, and having your listeners tap into those powerful messages and invitations you offer us about living this truly authentic life. So I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much. We just gel so well together, because we both are walking a very similar path here. First thing I want to do is congratulate you on the addition of doctor to your accomplishments. That's a wonderful feat, and way to go, girl.
Thank you. A journey of love, that's for sure. Yes.
Yeah, that was great. Well, like I said in the intro, we're talking about spiritual guidance today. So today might be a little more like an interview, because I have so many questions for you. Most of the time it's a conversation, but we'll just see how it goes. The first thing I want to ask you to do is define spiritual guidance so that we're all on the same page.
Love to. In many traditional religions, I'll say this, using the word religion, there is something called spiritual direction. It's a very ancient practice. It's found in many of the world's wisdom traditions, especially Christianity and Judaism. And it takes forms in other religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam as well. So today we're trying to, expand that term, modernize that term, so that it's not so much about direction as about guidance. And so you can use the words interchangeably. Maybe some of your listeners have heard about spiritual direction and then are not sure about spiritual guidance. So this way they know what we're talking about. It is I think of it as a holy encounter with a trustworthy guide who lovingly and gently points you back to the sacred as you understand it. It's the art and science of guiding and nurturing someone's spiritual life. And it's for seekers of all spiritual persuasions. Today, you know, we have a lot of people who are identifying themselves as spiritual but not religious. The Pew Forum tells us that in the United States alone, at least 32% of Americans identify themselves as spiritual but not religious. I prefer the term spiritually independent, and I think it describes where many of us today find ourselves. So if you are a person on the path, deepening your relationship to self and the divine, a spiritual guide can help you along a way shore, listening, compassionate, non-judgmental, being with you wherever you are, and helping you navigate the ups and downs of the spiritual journey.
I love that definition because it doesn't exclude religion, but it doesn't wrap around any particular religion either. It's all about that holy encounter, like you said. I just love that. So let's move from definition to what is the importance of spiritual guidance in someone's life? Because I know I have some dear friends who kind of look at me like, eh. Who needs it? what's the importance in your opinion?
You know, I'll just speak from experience in that the majority of the people who I sit with one-on-one, and this is a one-on-one relationship, most often in person, but it can be done over Skype or over the phone for like 1 hour a month, is what I most commonly hear people say is, you are the only person I can talk to about these things. Meaning deep spiritual matters, where they feel heard and the person is trustworthy. It's a sacred relationship that has specific ethics. Everything that is shared is confidential, not unlike therapy, counseling. And the need, I think, is great today, as many of us have big questions about how we are to live. What do I believe? What kind of relationship do I want to have with myself on the deepest level? And do I have an understanding of the sacred and the divine? Do I have practices that connect me with and deepen that understanding? So it really is an unusual relationship. It's very different from therapy, a counseling relationship. It's very different from what is traditionally called, at least in the Christian world, pastoral counseling. Spiritual direction, spiritual guidance is a really unique thing because it meets people exactly as they are, does not have an agenda to get them somewhere else, which often happens in counseling or therapy, and it doesn't put upon them a certain theology or dictate of a particular tradition, which pastoral counseling is usually moving someone back into, I guess I would say, the fold, into the traditional way of thinking and believing in their particular religion. So it is highly focused on presence, being purely present to the person that you are with in a non-judgmental, compassionate way.
I love that. I love that. Which brings us to the next question that I want to toss to you. What is pure presence? And what does it mean to hold presence for someone? Let's take that a little deeper.
I really love the word presence, don't you? I mean, it just has a great sound to it, for one thing.
It really does. It's almost comforting and calming to me, you know?
It exactly. It really is. It's comforting and calming. It's creating breathing space for someone to know that they have truly been heard, accepted as they are, not found lacking or wanting. I think when you are present with someone, you see them, you see their highest good. You see their potential. Perhaps you could even say you see their soul. And so to offer presence to someone offers them this setting of the heart, meeting of the mind to have a conversation in. Pure presence is the method that I have used and teach people who want to learn to become spiritual directors or spiritual guides with how to be, as the title says, purely present, meaning without agenda, without judgment, without bias. And it's a very deep awareness of self, of thoughts and feelings. And as they arise, because they will, when you have a conversation with anybody, you know, there's always mental chatter and there's feelings that come up about what they've told you. And so it's how to hold those in a compassionate way, literally set them aside for the moment and be with that person, again, purely with listening and an open heart. Later, if things have come up in your awareness about things you were thinking, maybe a little judgment or feelings that started to take you off track from your good listening, then you can look at those later and explore what those are. But it is a unique process for me that I've created that's rooted in Eastern mindfulness practice and Western contemplative practice. So it's a nice blend of both.
I love that. I love that. You talked about what goes on in our minds, that mind chatter and all, and it reminded me of a communication process that I'm teaching, that there's 16 ways not to communicate, which include rehearsing, where you're thinking about what you're going to say next, and there's 16 of them, and there's only one way to truly communicate, and it requires getting close to this pure presence, if not fully immersed in it. And that is listen openly and validate equally, the love model. Mm-hmm. And you cannot do that unless you're present. And which brings us, it's like a full circle here. Everything that serves our highest good and comes back to presence. I just love that. Well, you mentioned being a spiritual guide. Can you be your own spiritual guide?
I hope we will. I hope that we will get to know ourselves well enough that we can trust our heart. We can trust our own inner guidance system. The joke, in a way, is if you've been in a spiritual direction or spiritual guidance relationship with a wise guide, hopefully after a couple of years, maybe you can serve as your own guide, meaning you listen well now. You know how to navigate your own thoughts and feelings. You know what or who the spirit, the divine, the sacred is to you, how to keep that connection alive, how to navigate the ups and downs of the spiritual life, the highs and lows, because in reality, the spiritual life is not always a smooth ride. We have deep moments of doubt and despair. We have moments of fear. In my own journey, I think of that, and there were times when I was navigating through different perilous points, if you will, in my spiritual life that had to do with my understanding of who or what God was to me. And there was pain and there was suffering and there was hurt and there were wounds that needed to be healed, who could I talk to about this that would really understand me and help me make sense of all of this? Well, that's what a spiritual director or spiritual guide does. But I think in time, if you're listening well and you have developed really good self-awareness, you can be a better spiritual guide to yourself. Though I think it's wonderful to always have somebody to talk to that you can trust to navigate your life with. I mean, every spiritual director or guide I know has their own spiritual director, spiritual guide, because we all need someone to talk to on the spiritual path to help us stay steady, I think.
I know that one of the things that I have found when talking with I'll call them clients just for lack of a better word right now. One of the things that I found is that they're almost frightened to talk about lacking in the spiritual department because they feel like their judgments get in the way. They feel like I'm supposed to do it this way, or I'm supposed to believe this, or I'm supposed to act this way. And they let that get in their way of their own awareness and their own growth and their own movement. Do you find that true? And what would you tell somebody that comes to you and you can just tell that they're blocked from some old teachings and not opening to their own spiritual guidance?
Yeah. I think you mentioned a couple important things, Kenny, is that a lot of us are very reluctant, for one thing, to tell the truth about our inner life. You know, many of us on the spiritual path, especially in the West, we're navigating through a lot of the shoulds of what a spiritual person looks like. Oh, they're always full of love and light and compassion. Well, you know, even His Holiness the Dalai Lama, people ask him, do you get angry? He says, of course I get angry. How could I not be angry? I'm human. There's injustice in the world. But what do I do with that anger? How do I process and hold that anger and turn it into something constructive? Well, that's what a spiritual guide can help you with, that's for sure. But I think you speak to something else, is that in Western traditions, Western religious traditions especially, there is an extra amount of shame and guilt. And many of the people I journey with are trying to get over religious guilt, the beliefs about how they should be or should have been, the rituals, the practices, the sacraments, the ways that healthy religion invites people to participate. And then there are unhealthy ways, and people have been hurt, and there has been spiritual wounding. So to find a trusted person who is not going to judge you because of your experience, or lay any kind of guilt trip on you or any kind of shame, is a treasure, I think. Mm-hmm. You just meet people as they are. You transparently talk about what's happening. And compassion is really key, and self-compassion. Learning, I think of all things that I do with people whom I sit with one-on-one in a spiritual direction or guidance. We usually don't call them clients, but sometimes it's directees, and that's kind of awkward. So the seeker, mm-hmm. or the companion.
I love that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're more gentle, egalitarian words. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But that I emphasize self-compassion on the spiritual path probably more than anything, because we can be so hard on ourselves, especially about the spiritual path. Yeah.
Really can. How do you know when somebody is in that place, they're in that seeking mode, they're ready to seek spiritual guidance, and they're looking for someone to help them to walk them through the process to talk to. How do you know? What do you look for? Obviously, you mentioned compassion, but some people can come across with a facade of compassion until you get into it, and then you find out it's different. How do you know who to look for? How do you know who to connect with, mm-hmm. or where to go?
There are a lot of resources that can help you find a good seasoned trained, and I think the training is really, really key. There are people who may jump into this and not have adequate training. So the training program that we offer is 18 months. Some are shorter, some are longer, but ethics are very important when you are meeting someone on the spiritual path in terms of conversation about their soul's journey. So I think it's up to the seeker to interview, actually, the spiritual guide or director to ask them very important questions, because there's a great difference in spiritual guides. Some are of a certain religious persuasion and bring that into the dialogue. I happen to be an interspiritual guide, and so literally do meet with people of all traditions and all levels of spirituality. So it's important to know who you are going to confide in. On the other hand, for me as a professional, someone who comes to me and is asking for spiritual direction or guidance, I do have some very specific questions for them. And what I want to know is what they're really longing for. What do you want in the deepest part of yourself? What does your heart long for? And if they're honest, they will tell you, I really do want a deeper relationship with the divine, or I just want to be at peace within myself, or I want to be able to forgive this hurt from the past. So it's an important dialogue about these very honestly, and anybody can set up a meeting, a first initial meeting. That's what I always do with someone who wants to experience this, to just lay it all out and see where we are. What are they looking for? What can I offer? What can I not offer? What are they willing to do? So there's sort of a contractual relationship to say, I'm willing and I'm willing. And so here we meet. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jean, I know that you have a wonderful, you mentioned it just a second ago, a wonderful class for anyone interested in this. And it's an 18-month class. And I want to ask you to get specific now. We've got about 3 minutes left in the show. I'd like for you to describe this class. Let the listeners know what it is, and then also how they can find out more information and sign up for it.
Absolutely. Well, it is an 18-month program. It is through the Spiritual Guidance Training Institute, and we offer a certificate in interfaith and interspiritual guidance. It is a distance learning program. The majority of the work is done online with 2 1-week residential institutes in Chicago and or elsewhere in the United States. And our first one starts in August, and that will be 18 months from that point forward. So what a person learns is how to be present to themselves, how to be present to others in a judgmental, compassionate way. You learn what spiritual direction is and what it's not. You learn about listening. And we learn how to be with anybody of any spiritual persuasion. So we do go through all of the major religious traditions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and so on, and indigenous traditions and spiritual but not religious, and so on. We do actual little pilgrimages. We do trips to various places so you can learn up close and personal about these different traditions. And we explore interspirituality, which is the deeper river of connection of truth between the traditions. And there are many people who are on a spiritual path today, especially have noticed this, that there's a cross-cultural understanding of ultimate reality that runs through all the traditions, mm-hmm. and how we experience that and tap into that and deepen our connection to one another. We talk about sacred activism, and working with specific populations as a spiritual guide, and also how to set up a private practice as a spiritual guide if you are not affiliated with a particular church or spiritual organization or social justice group. So it's a very comprehensive program for 18 months, and we welcome people of all spiritual persuasions. And the website, of course, is spiritualguidancetraining.com, and it's, everyone tells me that they've pretty much had all their questions answered once they go there. Mm-hmm. But we're always happy to talk to someone personally, to shoot us an email, and we'll set up a time to talk about, is this for you? Is this something that would work in your life? And what do you hope for yourself in terms of spiritual guidance and training?
Well, it looks like it's going to be absolutely amazing. So congratulations on putting that together, and I wish you all the best with that. You also have a new book, and we don't have time to talk about it today, but I want to just mention it really quick. You have a new book, and you can go to www.janlundy.com to find out more about that. Thank you so much for being here today, Jan. And for everyone out there, please tune into your spiritual guidance. Find a spiritual guide to help you do that. You do not have to be alone, but tune into your spiritual guidance and elevate your experience of life. Love and peace to all.